So why is it important to flush the contrast out of the guide catheter? Why? Is because contrast can dampen your aortic signal. If you normalize to a dampened aortic waveform, it aligns the mean arterial pressures but may expose a difference during diastole. This may sometimes present itself as downward drift to the customer. For an IFR assessment, this is very important because the difference in diastole can lead to an erroneous IFR value. Plus, contrast can induce a moderate hyperemic response. So, good caution is to wait 3 to 5 beats after flushing before taking an IFR measurement.